Arthur C. Clarke's Space Odyssey isn't over yet. The author of 2001 A Space Odyssey and 2010 has a new book titled 2061. Our book critic John Leonard has this review.
You might not remember that back in 1968, before we landed anybody on the moon, when Stanley Kubrick was making the movie version of 2001 A Space Odyssey, Arthur C. Clarke was simultaneously writing the book version, and they were different. In the movie, the spaceship Discovery and its computer HAL went to Jupiter, where they were traumatized by the slab-like monolith. Critics of the movie, depending on which stage they'd reached in their analysis, interpreted this monolith as a door, a bed, a tombstone, a domino, a trampoline, a mosaic tablet, and so on. In the book, Discovery went instead to Saturn, and the monolith was pretty clearly some sort of computer. Nor in the book was there any music, no Johann or Richard Strauss. Mr. Clarke, who's been writing science fiction novels for more than 40 years, hears very little music. He's more of a nuts and bolts deep space tripper, a writer of boys' books. But Mr. Clarke is also flexible and obliging. Since more people had seen the movie than read the book, when he got around to his first sequel, 2010, he forgot all about Saturn. Instead, he turned Jupiter into a second sun called Lucifer, and its moons, like Europa and Ganymede, into planets. Earthlings, including Chinese communists, were warned to stay away from Europa, a kind of lab where the monoliths were conducting unspecified experiments in alien intelligence. Mr. Clarke hoped to wait until 1990 to write a third volume, by which time the space shuttle Challenger would have launched a deep probe of Jupiter, and he'd have lots of facts to play with. Unfortunately, Challenger never got off the ground. And so Mr. Clarke jumps the gun again in 2061. After all, the new sun will only be around for 1,000 years, and already there's this weird crystal mountain on the plains of Europa, and the Earthlings are itchy, maybe because with 2 suns now beating down on them, they don't get as much sleep as they used to. Before we get to Europa, on a rescue mission involving 21st century South African politics that I refuse to explain or believe, we make a stop on Halley's Comet for a pick-me-up from one of the geysers. We're ready, then, to meet a whole new species of shark that can't stomach human meat, to look at igloos in the shadow of the monolith from which unseen but reptilian life forms have fled our approach, to be clued in on the extinction of a race of flying gas bags that failed to evolve to the advanced intelligence of, say, a Stanley Kubrick, and to climb the Crystal Mountain. The secret of the Crystal Mountain, revealed on page 221, will come as no surprise to the reader who was paying attention on page 68, but there are lots of other interesting secrets, and a fine imagination of alien biochemical possibilities, and such a benign perspective on what the future will look like that you will be ashamed of your own paranoia. It's all fun, a sort of quick-fix microwave fiction. Mr. Clarke seems to be a happy man and wishes we were too.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Arthur C. Clarke's new book, 2061.